this morning, but I have something to share that the Lord's had on my heart for a good while in regards to things. But first thing we need to do, Pastor normally has us raise the word and come into agreement. But I got a little something different today. I need everybody to stand up if able. All the children, you're going to love this. You better stand up. Now, this requires everyone in the room and upstairs participation. Amen. To the best of your ability, because when we come into agreement together, look out. All right, we're ready.
Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's all praise the Lord. Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's all praise the Lord. Right on, left on. Father Abraham had many sons. Yeah, your sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so is he. So let's all praise the Lord. Right on, left on, right foot. Father Abraham had many sons. Yeah, your sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so is he. So let's all praise the Lord. Right on, left on, right foot, left foot. Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so is he. So let's all praise the Lord. Right on,
left arm, right foot, left foot, chin up.
Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so is he. So let's all praise the Lord. Right on, left arm, right foot, left foot, chin up.
Father Abraham had many sons.
And many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so is he. So let's all praise the Lord.
Awesome. Woo. All right.
And if you're breathing hard, you need to work out.
Hallelujah. Whew. It's right here on the seat, Dusty. Am I shy? Yeah, I am. So this is a little out of my box. So I'm working into it, so if I just bear with me, I'm not 100% sure how long this is going to take, but what I have to say I think is very, very important and crucial to everyone, because in the manner that the Lord's laid on my heart, it has to be shared. So, but anyway, today we're going to look at, for whoever's taking notes, we'll put it that way. We're going to look at the finding, the unity, and the praise. But you know, we all have a testimony of our life, you know. And I was talking to a gentleman, already bunny trailed. But anyway, I was talking to a gentleman. He was talking about how powerful somebody's testimony was. The Lord laid on my heart and said, every testimony is powerful. Every testimony is powerful. But you know, where we've been in life, you know, maybe some of us has still struggling with some things that were still there. But you know, if you're still there, Jesus loves you enough that he ain't going to leave you there. He's going to bring you from there. Amen? But, you know, there's a way to salvation in repentance. I believe we're all pretty familiar with that. But, you know, we get saved, we get born again, you know, baptized, and we feel the love of Jesus and our family and, you know, everything, and everything's going good. And, you know, we start going to church, we make new friends, we settle into our routines. We find our seat or our spot where we feel comfortable. And we show up on Sundays and we sit there. And we're good for the week. But today's scripture is found in Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. For good works which God prepared beforehand so that we should walk in them. Period. I say period because it's that little dot after the sentence. But it stood out to me. I hope it stands out to you. But I want to go to Ephesians 2, 1 through 10. Of course, I just read 10. Got ahead of myself. But Ephesians 2, verse number 1. And you were dead in your trespasses and sin, which you formerly walked according to the age of this world, and according to the prince of power of the air, the spirit who now works in sons of obedience among them all once lived in the lusts of our flesh, doing the desires of the flesh and of the mind. We were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love, which he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, made us alive together. Made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and he raised us up and seated us together in the heavenly places in Jesus Christ, so that we're coming ages he might show us the surpassing riches of his grace, kindness towards us in Jesus Christ. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of yourselves, but is a gift of God, not of works, so that no one should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God had prepared beforehand, so that we should walk in them. Period. So if we're created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God has prepared beforehand, then we need some things. We need some tools. You know me, I'm about visuals. I brought some tools. Brought a pair of shears. Somebody in the room's a pair of shears. I brought a painter's tool. Somebody in the room's one of them. Brought a pair of channel locks. Most of the time they're hard on your knuckles if you ever used them much. I brought some other things, some screwdrivers, some crimpers, pry bar, tester. I'm a fan of power tools myself. And there's all kinds of tools. But we won't work with... But if you're a mechanic, you ain't going to use carpenter's tools, are you? It's going to be hard to work on a car, ain't it? You know, if you... You know, I'm a carpenter. I'm not going to use the mechanic's tools to do my carpentry job. You know, if you drive a delivery truck or something, you know, you ain't going to... I guess you need a computer these days to do that, maybe. But, you know, you get my point that if you work in an office, you probably don't need rock climbing gear. You know, you follow what I'm saying? So we need tools to do jobs, certain jobs. And so, like I said, the tools for your job is available and they're at hand. You know, you just need, they've already been prepared for you. So where do we find these tools? Anybody got any guesses? Word of God's right. It's in there. But where we need to go to find these tools is in 1 Corinthians 12. There's a whole list of them. 1 Corinthians 12, down there about 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to everyone for the common good. To one there is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, word of knowledge, by the same Spirit to another faith, the same Spirit to the other gifts of healings, by the same Spirit to another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discernment of the spirits, and to another various kinds of tongues, and other the interpretation of tongues. We don't want to forget about over in 27 and 28, 1 Corinthians 2, 27, 28. It says, now you are the body of Christ, or the body of Christ and members individually. God has put these in the church. First apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, and governments. So there is a need within the body, within this building, within this congregation, within the Church of Christ as a whole, that, you know, we have these spiritual gifts and a lot of times we forget about them. You know, especially the gift of helps in government. You know, just because you don't have something that somebody else does doesn't mean that you ain't a vital part. Everybody is extremely important and everybody's extremely needed. So how do we know what tools to pick up? It's a good question. I mean, chisels things, scissors cut things. Power tools usually cut things and drill things. You know, how do you know what tool to use? How do we know where to go? And how do we know what to do? Like I said, you don't use the wrong tools for the wrong job. You know, it's you're searching for guidance and direction and everything. Of course, Proverbs 16:9, tells us that a man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. You know, more you think about that and whatever, and thinking back about your past a little bit, man, you realize how much you was directed. But these questions I ask, you know, how do we know what the tools to pick up? How do we know where to go? And what do we know what to do? Well, that's the super wonderful thing about the Holy Spirit. You know, he's available. It's there. You know, you just got to be willing to let him have his way. You know, not to be stubborn, not to be hard-headed. Guilty. I got plenty of testimonies over it, probably confirm that. But, you know, the Holy Spirit. And in 1 Corinthians 2, I'm in Ephesians and Corinthians today a lot. First Corinthians 2:9-12. But it is written, "Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has entered into the heart of a man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep, the things of God. For what man knows these things, and man, for what man knows the things of a man, except the spirit of man which is in him? Likewise, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, so that we might know these things that were freely given to us by God." But it's just like the walls of Jericho, the illustration for the children this morning. You know, obeying what you was told to do by listening to the Spirit of God and following His instruction and doing what, like I said, what He tells us to do. Impossible becomes possible. You know that everybody here has been brought together for a reason, a time, and a season. That's pretty powerful in itself. That here we are, we've been brought together as one in Christ Jesus for His time, His purpose, and His reason. But you know, the one thing that brings us together the most, or one of the things, you know, the blood of Jesus. If you just sit and you think about that, just that simple act of His kindness and love, you know, to die on the cross for all of our sins so we can sit here. But also, you know, the Holy Spirit unites us as well. You know, to operate and come together using our gifts, searching and seeking to activate your gift, and being willing to listen to use your gift. Creates the unity, a strong unity that no weapon formed against it will prevail. That didn't just come to me. But we got to, anybody else hot? I'm hot. But to operate, you know, to figure out what your gift is, figuring it out, doing it, exercising it, using it, is huge. Then I went to 1 Corinthians 12 again, 12 through 6. where it talks about us being a group, or his reference is one body. So 1 Corinthians 12, 12 through 16, it says, "For as the body is one, has many parts, and the other, and all the many parts of that one body are one body. So also in Christ, for by the Spirit we are all baptized into the body, whether we are Jews or Gentiles, whether we are slaves or free, and we have all been made to drink of one Spirit. The body is not one part, but many. For the foot says, 'Because I am not the hand, I am not the body.' And it is it there not the there blah. It is therefore not of the body. And if it says, the ear says, 'Because I am not the eye, and I am not of the body,' it is therefore not of the body." So basically, you got hands, feet, ears. You got all kinds of tools, variations of tools. Like I said, just because you use one tool for your job doesn't mean you get to use the other tools for the other job. Some people are gifted in more than one places where they have multiple tools. But as a body, I feel it's real important to focus on your tool, your gift. You know, what's your purpose? What's your place within the body? With here, you know, that just because you see someone doing something else doesn't mean you need that. Just because you see someone doing something or using their tool does not mean that everything is taken care of. Everybody has a part to make the body stronger, to form that unity, to bring us closer together than ever before. Ephesians 4, 1 through 6. Ephesians 4, 1 through 6. "Therefore, the prisoner of the Lord exhort you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you are called. With all humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another in love, be eager to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, even as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and is through all and is in you all." You know, there we are. Everything was prepared for us beforehand. We just got to walk in it. Just got to walk in it. But the thing about it, when you get in and you start walking in what you're to walk in, all of a sudden, this person over here is getting something from what you're walking in. And this person over here is getting something from their walking in. And that person over there, it's just a chain reaction that everybody in the room has something that everybody else needs. You know, whether it's any one of them, or just a phone call, or just the simple things. I mean, just like I said, picking something up off the floor that needs to be picked up. That way somebody that has a hurt back don't have to bend over and pick it up. Something that simple, you know. Just to be simple, I guess. But everybody's, like I said, everybody in the room has something that everybody else needs. So Ephesians 4:32, it says, "Be kind And be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ also forgave you. So, you know, there's sometimes these differences come into factor, and what's differences do? They build walls. But, you know, we need to put our differences aside and agree on one thing. You know, if you got something that's, the Lord reminded me of one during praise and worship. If you got somebody that you need to forgive, whether it's your fault or not, take care of it today. Today. Don't wait till tomorrow. I got one to deal with this evening. But, you know, if you're holding on to that unforgiveness and you have that bitterness and it's a problem, like I said, maybe it's not your fault. But take a step of faith and go make it right. Whether they want to accept it or not, you did your part. But I guarantee you, if you go out of love and ask the Lord to guide you and direct you, it's going to be better. Guaranteed. But if you got something with somebody, take care of it today. You know, and that not only hinders you from operating and functioning, the bitterness, that also hinders them. That keeps them from growing. But, you know, once we get rid of that stuff and we start looking at our, get to operating and functioning in our gifts, you know, or where we're being led to help, like I said, even if it's that piece of paper on the floor. You know, the when we come into operating and functioning as a body in one, you know, to where we can praise God for the things that we're seeing unfolding before our eyes and the miracles that's happening and the things and the life that's being changed. You know, to give Him all the glory for everything, of course, but, you know, for what He's done, He's doing, and what He's going to do. I mean, I'm excited. I'm nervous right now, but I'm excited. You know, just, I was reflecting back on my own life a little bit. You know, where He's brought me from. I mean, just, wow, thank You, Jesus. Like I said, I got a whole, there's more than one, you know. That knows who I was, how I was. I try not to be that person anymore. I still struggle from time to time. I'm not perfect. But just being willing to step in and let God have a little bit more of the reins, you know, let Him have the control. You know, that's tough to do. I struggled for that, you know, as I mentioned one time before, the hardest thing I ever did was dying to myself. Just think about it. You know, I was talking about there earlier about, you know, lust of the flesh and just living for myself, not even really thinking about God. I was pretty bad off. I was actually way off. I was over the fence, left field, way out there. But anyway, praise God that I've had some help to
support and love to get to where I'm at. And I got a lot of people to thank for that. But I'm getting bunny trailed. But anyway, so we was talking about finding our place, how to find our place. And once we find our place and operate together, I'm not saying ain't unity here. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying how great and how magnified it can be and how great and magnified it will be when we get there. Amen? But you know, when we, like I said, when we start functioning and operating, and, you know, and it's His glory, it's not for our glory. You know, it's to give Him the praise, the honor, and the glory for it. But the unity, and I've heard the pastor say this a couple times this past week, and I was driving through town, and behold, there's this, I'm sitting there and I'm talking to the Lord about what to talk about, and well, not really to talk about, but I had it on my heart, but the guidance and direction, the path to give me to present it today, and I just happened to look over my shoulder, and there's this great big white sign with these big giant letters posted on it. Psalms 133. And I'm just like, wow, thank you, Lord. And I just get so overwhelmed sometimes. It's, you know, that's where it's, you know, whoever put the sign up, thank them. I mean, I thank them. You know, they was obedient. They listened. They was instructed to just, that's another simple thing. Just as simple as that sign. But Psalms 133:1, behold how good and how pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell in unity. And it goes on to talk about the oil over the hair and the beard down onto the garments. It just keeps going, keeps flowing. But unity brings the thanksgiving and the praise. I might have got ahead of myself again. But like I said, everything's for His glory, not ours. In 1 Thessalonians 5, It says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. In everything. That's tough. Especially when it ain't so good. Something bad happens. You know, you lose a loved one, getting persecuted. But in everything give thanks, for it is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You know, we all have so much to praise God for. I mean, most of us have a lot of, we all have great things, good things, our particular testimony, our salvation, you know, things He's did for us in our life. You know, like I was sharing a little bit there, it's just, when I was reflecting, floor usually gets wet, need a mop. But you know, I was thinking too about, what about, you know, just speaking of the bad stuff or the things that's not so easy to praise God for. You know, it's that, praise God, I just heard a trumpet blast. Thank you. But even when you don't feel like giving the Lord praise, Guilty, been there, been mad, I've been upset, I've been just not in the mood, maybe. But, you know, I think that's one of the most crucial times to give the God praise. If you're having a bad day, a tough day, man, I have some days that just nothing's going right. Usually I listen to some praise and worship music, you know, crank it up. My wonderful wife got me this little boombox speaker that amazes me, that this great quality sound, and the whole house is what I'm working in is usually rocking, you know, and I'm giving the Lord this praise and thanking Him, and all of a sudden all that bad stuff starts leaving. You know, and the atmosphere changes, things get better. But you know, Isaiah 61:3 tells us to put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So just even when it's all bad or you don't think it's that great, thank you, Jesus. Start doing a little reflecting and you realize that, wow, man, it ain't so bad after all. Got pretty good. But I was reading, and the kid's little trumpet today, I forgot to mention earlier, was Psalms 150. But I was reading, and I want to encourage you all to go back and reflect over the scriptures I've shared and read them and meditate on them. But do you know from Psalms 146 to Psalms 150, how many times it says, "Praise the Lord!" Exclamation point. That's your homework this week, to count them. Praise the Lord. Exclamation point. But let's go to Psalms 150. Psalms 151, praise the Lord, exclamation point. Praise God in His sanctuary, praise Him in the firmament of His power, praise Him in His mighty acts, praise Him according to His excellent and greatness, praise Him with the sound of a trumpet, praise Him with the sound of the lyre and the harp, praise Him with the tambourine and dancing, praise Him with stringed instruments and flute. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with clanging cymbals. Everything that has breath, praise the Lord. And He ain't done. Praise the Lord. Exclamation point. So praise the Lord. But I'm getting ready to wrap up. To wrap it up, you know, it's everybody's been called. Everybody has a purpose that's been prepared beforehand. You know, seek the guidance and follow the Spirit to figure out exactly what it is, what tool you are to use. Some of you's got multiple tools. Don't limit yourself to one tool. But you know, you do it wholeheartedly. It's funny that Jackie put this pop bottle or the soda bottle in my stuff this morning. But what happens, and thank the Lord, praise the Lord, this one's empty, because I would make a mess with it, I'll guarantee you.
But when, how many people like soda? Sometimes too good, but it's good, ain't it? And when you take that soda bottle and you shake it, and I mean shake it, you just feel it in your hand starting to get tight. And then what happens if you open it? It explodes. Praise the Lord. I mean, it's like a burst of energy that just flies out. And it gets everywhere, right? It's usually sticky and messy, but praise the Lord. That's right. So, you know, for those of you that use tools or like soda, you know, just some illustrations today to when you see these things, I hope it reminds you of what I've shared today. You know, I also had the thing, you know, where they take the piece of candy and they drop it in the breath mint thing and, you know, it shoots out of the top. That's the first image that was given me. I thought, well, I can't pull that one off in the sanctuary without rain suits and tarps and a mop-up crew. But, you know, just as simple as a soda bottle that's shook up and when you open it, it explodes or it spews out everywhere, you know, that's just an example of how we should be filled, willing to explode for Christ Jesus so we're affecting others in a positive way, a good way. Each other, affecting each other as well within the walls. Not only in here, but out there, more importantly. But, I'm going to put this one in there yet. But you know, I can't keep getting Hebrews 10:24 out of my head. And 25. And I'll go there myself, so don't misquote it, because I'm famous for that. But 10:25, 24:25, Hebrews, coffee maker. I can't never get that now in my head, thanks to the lady who keeps giving me this pop bottle, which she'll get it back. But Hebrews 10:24. Let's go to 23. Let us firmly hold to the profession of our faith without wavering, for he who has promised is faithful. And let us consider how to spur one another to love and to good works. So we're back to a little bit of what I have, you need, what you need, I have, and we're all working and functioning together, you know, sharing your gifts, helping out, you know, is a part of everybody needing something from everybody. But it says, to love and to, and let us consider how to spur one another to love and to help the good work, how to spur one another to love and to good works. You know, help each other out. Like I said, if you see a piece of paper on the floor, pick it up. But mainly listen to what God's telling you and where He's guiding you, where He's directing you to function in your spiritual gifts, the talents that He's given you to magnify them. And listen to what he's got to say. I mean, I find myself, I'll be picking up materials or something so simply, and I got three on my list, and I hear you better get four. Well, I get three, and I put it in my cart. I go back to the job. Guess what? I needed four. Just simple things. Just the simplest of things. Be sensitive to the voice.
But anyway, a little bunny trailed again. But the spurs to good works to help us to the love and to the good works. Let us not forsake the assembly of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but let us exhort one another, especially as you see the day approaching. The day approaching. It's coming quick. It's time to get active. It's time to spew out of our bottle. It's time to pick up your tool. It's time to use your tool. But we talked about finding unity and praise. And I hope it's all made sense. I also mentioned, you know, if you need finding, let's get found. Let's not be, I'll go over here and hide in this chair because nobody's going to see me over here. And this is my comfortable spot. Let's get shook up. Let's open the top. Let's spew out, just like that pop bottle. If you need to forgive someone to bring unity, let's bring the unity. Like I said, I got one to deal with today. I've let it go for too long. And let's come together as one and give our Father in heaven all the glory for what He's done, what He's doing, and what He's about to do. You know, there's, I want to read this prayer and then I'm going to go somewhere else and I'm going to ask the pastor for his help. But this morning I was up and going over things and just reviewing, and Lord, give me something additional. Second Thessalonians, and it almost might be, no, I ain't even going to say it. It's getting closer to time for me, but I don't want to say it because I'm going to be stubborn about my glasses. But 2 Thessalonians 1, 11 and 12. Let's pray. Everybody close your eyes and let's pray. Told me to pray according to the Word of God. But it says, therefore we always pray you that our God would count you worthy of His calling, and with powerful fulfillment in all your good desires and works done by faith, so that the name of the Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you, and you in Him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for each and every person in the room, everybody that's here. And Lord, I just pray that they find their spot. They follow your direction to bring the unity and give you all the glory and honor and praise for it, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. But I'm not quite done yet. If you're here today and you need to be found, you need to find your place, You need help finding your place. If you need to forgive somebody, you need help to forgive them. I just want to ask you to come up here if you need prayed for. Pastor, I'm going to ask you to come up too. Is there anybody at all that needs a little bit of help finding some guidance, directions? You know, if you don't have, if you think you're all right and you're good for now, that's fine. Just sit there and pray for the ones that need to come up here. You know, there's so many times I've ignored the voice. I've ignored direction. Wasn't living for the Lord. But I just want to encourage you to come. There's nothing to be ashamed about. Too many times I have not obeyed. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to pray for it, Dusty.
guidance? What do you want prayed for? How do you want to be prayed for?